KM4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
JW, KZ4TMA. Hey Simon, how are you?
Back there, just take the dog for a walk. He's been outside for work today, so we can get her some fresh air and check out the wind to see if it's a good thing to go flying here in just a little bit. That's how I am. How are you?
I was doing fine until I heard that, and now I am once again jealous of your semi-retired lifestyle right now. I'm glad to hear it. I've enjoyed you overhearing a couple conversations recently about planes, and it continues to remind me of the fun I may have if and when I get into that hobby. So I take it you're on a handheld right now, but you're coming through okay. Do you have pretty good access to the repeater from where you walk the dog?
Like a milliwatt going into a TS-2000 that's transmitting 25 watts out of a 17-foot collinear. I'm in a RF hole, so I think it takes a little bit for me to get out of the RF hole. Walking around the yard with a handicap to cross the feeding makes it so easy. It's just too easy.
Yeah, very cool. I thought about that before I had I still don't have a proper base station, but for a little while there, I was wondering if I could use my handheld to crossband repeat with my mobile rig. It turns out my mobile rig doesn't have that capability, but cool. All right, that's good to hear. Well, anyway, I'm glad I caught you at a good moment. I'm just running an errand, and I had a minute, so I thought I'd check in with you. I'm likely moving to the east side of town over by Lawrence Road. And I've noticed that the new house is very much in the shadow of Paris Mountain for this repeater. So I know I've checked in with you about this before, but just thought I'd see any other talk or any other activity about potentially linking those two repeaters. Is that still anything in the future, perhaps?
Still hanging out over in the corner in my hands, so I can wait for everybody to get better. It's going to take a little while before Johnny can climb the tower again. He's got to get his wind back going up the tower. He don't want to be compromised with doing that. He hasn't landed to the tower to climb. So he's been out of it for a while, for 2 months. And he's getting better now. I saw him yesterday. He looks a whole lot better than I've seen him for 2 months. But once he gets back at 100%, and we get some of the immediate issues behind us, we've got some silent keys that they're responsive and need help with storing their equipment until it's put on the swap net. And then we've got to get the swap net to where you can see it on the internet. Don't take precedence over setting up the repeater, Johnny's help, and getting these other people who have, silent keys, family members, getting them squared away. That's a party priority. And then I want to get back on the repeater pretty quick now that I've got time. I know the other guys are still working, but I'll keep pushing them. We'll try to get it done because I know it's going to benefit people. We had a blast when we were using it there for about a month, and it worked. It was fun. That's a lot of fun. So I'm hoping we get back to it pretty quick.
I had no idea about these other, you're right to call them priorities. Those absolutely take precedence. And I certainly didn't mean to be coming on barking as if to say, hey, guys, let's hurry up. I was just wondering if it was even, still a plan for any day. We won't be moving into this place for a few months. Anyway, so I was just curious if it was something to look forward to one day or not. But no, I'm sorry to hear. Did you say Johnny and that he was having a hard time? I didn't know about that. I'm glad to hear you say he's doing better. But I didn't know he was going through such a hard time. And if there are silent key spouses in need of help, then that's more sad news. I didn't realize we had several silent keys right now. So thanks for filling me in. And I completely agreed on the priority list and the order of priority. Whenever the time is right, I'm glad to hear it's still a plan at some point. That'll be fun. I was over at the new place yesterday to meet with someone who was doing some service work on the house, and I found a spot in the driveway where I could sit just right and hit this repeater, but I thought, oh man, I wonder if that's still a plan someday, so I'll look forward to it whenever the time's right. And you know that I'm very new at this and probably can't be much help on any front, but if for any reason I can help out with either of those other two real priorities, you know, I'll always be happy to try anything I could.
Delta performing a radio test.
WKN4 VWA.
KN4 VWA, W4DJW, caught me right as I was walking in the room.
Well, good. So you've been out and sampled the wind?
Yeah, it's kind of breezy over here. What's it like where you are?
Steady about 5 and gusting to about, I'd say, about 12.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. What do you think? What do you want to do?
I tell you what, hold on to your handy talkie there, and I'm gonna go outside and sample it with my wind meter and get a real reading, okay? It does feel close to marginal. Definitely not sailplane day. So let me go out and just check it out, okay?
All right, and I was looking forward to getting more hours under your belt with that sailplane.
Yes, me too. Definitely me too, because I wanted to get that thing up for Christmas. All right, well, good enough. Let me run out there and check things, okay?
All right, I got plenty to do. I'll be standing by in the shack, W4DJW. Stand by.
W4VWA, clear.
WK4VWA.
W4DJW.
Okay. Steady 3 to 4 here at, out from my building at the windsock. But it's gusting to about 10. But what's got me really concerned is it's not steady directionally. It's dancing. The windsock I've got will be, it's varying almost 40 degrees on direction. And plus, down here by my building, I'm down, pretty much on the ground, but when I look up at my tower at 50 feet up, it's dancing.
That's exactly where I was headed next. Down there at the ground, it might be gusting to 10, but what's it doing 20, 30, 40 feet up? That's the question.
Well, I'm looking at my Mosley up on top of that 50-foot tower, and it's not only is it trying to pitch one direction, but it's pitching back in multiple directions. It's twisting back and forth. So that's telling me the air is not stable in one direction. It's just real turbulent.
Yeah, that's no fun. What you got going tomorrow? You got anything on the agenda for tomorrow already?
Not a thing. Now, let me run something by you. Now, tomorrow is supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be 75. What would you think about trying to go in the morning?
We've had better luck with that. I'd like to do that. I couldn't go this morning because I had to go get my booster. But I'd be able to do that tomorrow.
I really want to get that sailplane up. My agenda is this, is the sailplane and the Bloody Wonder. I got the Bloody Wonder ready to go back up, and I changed my rates, and, those are the two that I want to get back up there. So I want to concentrate on those and get some air time with that sailplane for sure. So what kind of time frame are you thinking about, and are you sure that's okay with your schedule?
Yeah, that's fine for me. I can do whatever I want. I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that. Maybe 10, 10:30. I don't know. What do you have in mind?
Well, I tell you what, why don't we check the AccuWeather here real quick, and let's see what the AccuWeather prediction on the wind is.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, it's going to be 5 miles an hour. At 9 o'clock, it's going to be 6 miles an hour. At 10 o'clock, it's going to be 7. 11 is 8. 12 is 10. At 1, it's 11. Peaks out at 11 at 1 o'clock.
10 o'clock, it's going to be 57 degrees. That's going to be a little cool, but you know what? Wind is going to be 6 to 7. And this says 11 o'clock, 61 degrees. That's 7 to 8. I think we could handle 7 to 8 as long as it's not choppy and turbulent with that sail, don't you?
You have any gloves with no fingers, with the fingers cut out, fingertips cut out?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, I tell you what, you want to shoot for about 10:30? Let's see. I tell you what, let's just shoot for 10 o'clock. You want to do that?
Yeah, don't be so precise. Somewhere between 10 and 10:30, plus or minus 15 minutes.
Sounds like a winner to me. But like I said, right now, if you can picture standing in front of my building, looking back up towards the tower, like I said, that Mosley is dancing back and forth both directions. It's, bouncing back and forth. It's just not Oh, and the tips of the elements are up and down, too.
Might want to go out tomorrow morning and look at it again before we head out. Just make sure it's stopped, because it's no fun when you're doing that. It's not a learning event, right? It's not a learning opportunity when the wind's making it dance all over the sky like that.
Steve, you don't realize Dave is now on retired time at 4DJC.
Technically, he's retired, but he's like me. He still has honeydew, baby.
That's true, Jerry, but I'm learning. I'm pedaling as fast as I can. I'm trying to figure this retirement thing out. I'm having fun learning.
The longer you're at it, the more you'll realize that you set your own time. You don't worry about what the clock says. I try not to get out anywhere before about 9 o'clock anyway. It's been kind of cold the last few days, but it's good to hear you guys on. I just hear that you got Steve interested in soaring now, so he's going to be addicted to that too, I'm sure.
Of multiple addictions. It's terrible, Jerry. I turn wood, I work on classic cars, I fly radio control, and I'm a ham guy. Oh, I'm just in deep. Oh, by the way, Dave, I got my shed moved inside. Oh, it's nice. And I failed to check in last night because Sue turned on one of her dead body shows on TV, and it just put me to sleep, bro. It was like turning off a light bulb. So I'm going to try to check in tonight, boss.
Well, I don't know if you've got any earbuds. If you combined your earbuds to your radio, I was able to do that. And you can pretend you're watching that, but you're listening to the radio at the same time, and then just kind of get up and walk out of the room, check in on the handy talk, and walk back in. That works pretty good.
I'll have to check into that and see if my 991A has Bluetooth.
Hey, there's Patrick. Yeah, I just packed mine into the computer and used the computer's Bluetooth. You can do it that way, too. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to remind Steve that he forgot about one thing. And that's those soft-serve ice cream cones from QT.
That is one of my addictions. I admit it. And you know who to blame for that, too, don't you, Patrick?
Phil.
You betcha. And he's probably listening. So, W4NGU, thank you for getting me addicted to those QT ice cream cones.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm just jumping in here for a minute. I just wanted to tease Steve. But I'm going to jump out, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. You gentlemen have a good afternoon.
Patrick, be careful out there, buddy. Don't run over anybody. And go make you some good money today. And we'll talk to you later. Hey, Dave, let's just go ahead and plan on that 10 a.m. tomorrow, or around that 10 to 10:30 mark. And we'll get out there and get it done, okay? So, Buddy Wonder, Night Radian, and I might bring something else to play with, like the Cadet. Now, that was fun flying it again the other day. So, I'll see you in the morning. 73 is to you and Jerry. K and 4 BWA, y'all carry on.
Okay, Steve, if you, make sure I got it. Yeah, if you want to take the time you were going to use to go flying today to move that receiver in the Bloody Wonder so that it's away from the speed controller at the opposite end of the inside of the fuselage, that would probably help with tomorrow. Anyway, just a hint, just a suggestion. And Jerry, I gave out your name yesterday to somebody I was talking to about flying. About antennas. Using antennas to get out to long distances to go to satellites and stuff like that. So if somebody pings you and tells you that I gave them your call sign, then that's what that's about.
Glad to help out. I haven't been real active. Try to set up a schedule. We've got in Arizona to work at AO-27 about April. 27 will actually do FM and D-Star as well, and I was trying to set up a schedule for him to work working through this storm. You know, the 27's only on like 3 minutes of passes. So we have to hit the right time, you know, right elevation as where I can hit him. I can get him on FM, but this storm takes a little bit more. I usually get him on 10 watts most of the time, and I've been glad to have. But I've been active off and on. But you know, when it's cold, I don't like to get outside. But anyway, I'm glad you're doing okay, and hoping the semi-retired life, a close to retired life, is suiting you well. Sounds like it is. But it's a different thing. It takes some getting used to. But it's not bad.
I agree with that, and both of those statements. I am having a hard time adapting. I feel guilty. I feel like I should be doing something other than what it is that I want to do. I feel bad about doing what I want to do, but I think I can get over that in time. Anyway, I'll let you go. I'll go back to programming software for the Buyers Club secretary position, getting that stuff all back up to snuff in the way that it should be. It's kind of fun. I'm enjoying that too, having fun writing software. And not trying to get in 45 minutes here and 20 minutes over there and 30. I can write for 3 or 4 hours straight. This is cool stuff, this retirement stuff. Anyway, I'm going to go back at it. N4DJC, W4DJW. Catch you later, Jerry.
Dave, good talking with you. Hope you have a good afternoon programming. As I said, we'll talk to you later, and hopefully the retirement continues to work out well for you. I know it has for me. N4DJW, N4DJC, clear.